Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, talking a little special teams for the Eagles. And on Sunday night, the Eagles again delivering.
That's right. Cody Parkey nails again. He's so good. He's got ice in his veins. He hasn't really shown any sign of wavering. And then you got a partially blocked punt from your doppelganger, Chris Maragos.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be nice to get a fully blocked punt, but we'll take the partial.
Yeah, an off game for the special teams. Darren Sproles, a big performance again with that near touchdown on the punt return.
They need to be better, you know?
Yeah, and you know, Donnie Jones dropping punts, five of them inside the 20-yard line. So they did the job. And let's mention something here, too, that nobody ever pays attention. Rookies, Jalen Watkins and Josh Huff, took over at the gunner positions on punt coverage and got down the field and were in position to make plays on every kick. They did a great job giving Brandon Boykin a chance to catch his breath,
yeah,
rest his legs.
Because Boykin's been so good at that since the beginning of last season. But it shows you the faith that they have and the trust that they have in these rookies to get that job done, which is such an important role, obviously, on special teams.
Yeah, I think the Eagles expected the Giants to use a lot of three wides and have Boykin on the field in the slot against Victor Cruz, who, by the way, we wish a very speedy recovery from his patellar tendon injury. Some games around the league that are of interest. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys, a big win in Seattle over the Seahawks. The Cowboys, 5 straight wins, 5-1. That team, Bo Wolf, is for real 6 games into the season.
No question about it. Obviously, everybody now circling Thanksgiving on their calendars as the big first matchup between the Eagles and Cowboys. They'll meet twice within 17 days, but the Cowboys are definitely for real. That offensive line is perhaps the best in the league, considering the Eagles' injuries. Tyron Smith, one of the best left tackles in the league, and DeMarco Murray, of course, the league's leading rusher. They are running behind him, and he is running the engine for them.
The 3-game gauntlet for the Eagles. The Cowboys at the Cowboys, Seattle at home, and then Dallas at home. Should be a fun way to get into the stretch run here. The Washington Redskins, another tough loss on the road, losing to the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay, a remarkable comeback victory in Miami. And then a tie ball game. Donovan McNabb, where are you? Carolina and Cincinnati, a tie game in Cincy.
That's right. And, of course, I had my eye on the Arizona game because that's where the Eagles go next. Yep. If Carson Palmer is back, that team is much more dangerous than they are, obviously, with a guy like Drew Stanton or Logan Thomas back.
We don't have to worry about that now. It's the bye week. We get to relax,
exhale.
5-1 Philadelphia Eagles after 6 games. We'll return to Eagles 360 in just a moment to wrap things up and find out maybe what you have a question about the Eagles. Well, we give you a chance to talk to the Eagles. On the other side here on Eagles 360.